This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
I noticed I was muted. What's up, everybody? Hopefully you guys can hear me now. I know I was muted there for a second. I started not to even do this live stream. I was pretty tired. I was like, man, I believe this is too much to put into one video here. And I decided, you know what? Got to go live. Got to talk about this. And it's just me solo. Rose left on this afternoon. He has something to do. Now, since people are actually asking about Rhodes, I think he may be asleep now, but I'm not really sure. I haven't had a chance to talk to him, so he's probably sleeping. So it is just me solo here today. But go ahead, smash the thumbs up button, guys, if you do not mind. I appreciate everybody coming out. Gonna try to keep this relatively fast here. So who do we got here? We have Dr. Richard Kimball. Tyler Meyer is here. Joe Bob Tarheel. Bolin Farms. Connor Akers. Tyler Meyer. Jordan Dry. Thank you for coming out tonight. We got 53 people here in the house. So go ahead, smash thumbs up button. I don't know exactly, man, there's so many parts to this thing. And guess what, folks? Elon Musk said more is coming soon. So this is just the tip of the iceberg here on the cover up of the Hunter Biden laptop that actually went down during the 2020 election here. So, man, we might as well just go ahead and get into this. Let me go over here. I'm going to go over here to the Daily Wire and pull up their article here. I mean, there was an extremely long tweet thread that was put out. Twitter's unlimited so many characters. I believe it was like 35 posts. It took a while. It took a pretty good while there. But you can see here. Musk releases Hunter Biden files, tweets deleted at behest of Team Biden. Executive was behind censorship decision. And that person behind the censorship, I believe, is Vidaja Gadhi. Remember, she used to be at Twitter. She was one of the commies over there that was actually suppressing free speech on the platform. She was let go amongst some other people, too. These people were nothing more than arms of the Democrats. Nothing more. But it says here, Twitter CEO Elon Musk released information through journalist Matt Taibbi Friday afternoon, showing that Twitter was working in conjunction with then Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden's team, removing tweets that Team Biden wanted deleted. Yeah. You know, that's actually violating the Constitution. That is violating your First Amendment rights. When it comes to free speech, the government shall not play a role in censoring you. That is illegal right there. Musk said that he decided to release the information because it was necessary to restore public trust in the platform after it censored the New York Post's bombshell report about Hunter Biden's laptop just weeks before the 2020 presidential election. Musk quote tweeted to Bobby's multi-tweet thread on Twitter, writing, here we go. To Bobby began by explaining that the company was, quote, slowly forced to add tools for controlling speech that were designed to combat the likes of spam and financial fraudsters. Slowly over time, Twitter staff and executives began to find more and more uses for those tools. So they took a tool used for spam and they decided to censor you and your free speech and, of course, suppress the media. Anyway, it says slowly over time, Twitter staff and executives begin to find more and more uses for these tools. Outsiders begin petitioning the company to manipulate speech as well. First a little, then more and more, then consistently, to Bobby said, by 2020, requests from connected actors to delete tweets were routine. One executive would write to one another. More to review from the Biden team. The reply would come back handled. From the Biden team. Yeah. Wow. Now, celebrities and unknowns alike could be removed and reviewed at the behest of a political party. To Bobby continued. Now, here's the thing. Both parties had access to these tools. For instance, in 2020, requests from both the Trump White House and the Biden campaign were received and honored. However, this is the kicker here. This system wasn't balanced. It was based on contacts because Twitter was and is overwhelmingly staffed by people of one political orientation. There were more channels, more ways to complain, open to the left, well, Democrats, than the right. Why? Because look at this, folks. Look at this graph right here. Now, these are the donations to Democrats and Republicans right here. Now, this top line here shows 2022. The middle one is 2021. And 2020 is at the bottom here. 96% went to Democrats of the donations. A little over 3.5% went to Republicans. Yeah, this whole thing was one-sided right there. The New York Post published the Biden secret emails on October 14, 2020, a report about the laptop belonging to Beijing Biden's son. Quote, Twitter took extraordinary steps to suppress the story, removing links and posting warnings that it may be unsafe. They even blocked this transmission via direct message, a tool reserved for extreme cases, i.e. child stuff right there. White House spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I can't even talk tonight. McEnany was locked out of her account for tweeting about the story, prompting a furious letter from Trump campaign staffer Mike Hahn, who said, quote, at least pretend to care for the next 20 days. Tabathi continued. This led public policy executive Caroline Strom to send out a polite WTF query. Several employees noted that there was tension between the comms policy teams who had little less control over moderation and the safety trust teams. So all she did was tweet out about the story. The White House press secretary, and they kicked her off the platform. The White House press secretary locked out of her account. Think about that, guys. How corrupt is that? The White House press secretary. And we know that the New York Post, I believe they actually they got banned, if I'm not mistaken, from Twitter for a while. All at the behest of Democrats. All at the behest of them. This is crazy. Yeah, this was on line 19 of the 35 tweets that were actually sent out. Unbelievable. Now, it says here, Strom's note returned the answer that the laptop story had been removed for violation of the company's hat materials policy. He continued, although several sources recalled hearing about a general warning from federal law enforcement that summer about possible foreign hats, there's no evidence that I've seen of any government involvement in the laptop story. In fact, that might have been the problem. The decision was made by the highest levels of the company, but check this out, but without the knowledge of CEO Jack Dorsey. Jack Dorsey was the CEO, and he wasn't even in on this. He wasn't in on this, guys. He was completely in the dark about this. The CEO. But I'm reading again. The decision that was made at the highest levels of the company, but without the knowledge of CEO Jack Dorsey, with former head of legal policy and trust, Vidaja Gadhi, playing a key role. They just freelanced it, is how one former employee characterized the decision. Hacking was the excuse, but within a few hours, pretty much everyone realized that that wasn't gonna hold. But no one had the guts to reverse it. They knew that the laptop was real. They knew it. They knew that the whole thing was real. Now, quote, you can see the confusion in the following lengthy exchange, which ends up including Gadhi and former trust and safety chief Yoel Roth, and another commie. Comms official Trenton Kennedy writes, I'm struggling to understand the policy basis for making this is unsafe. Continued. But at this point, everyone knew this was effed up. I believe that's what they're saying. Said one former employee, but the response was essentially to err on the side of continuing to err. They knew this. They knew that the laptop was real. And they covered it all up to protect Joe Biden. Former VP of Global Comms, Brandon Borman, asked, can we truthfully claim that this is part of the policy? To which former Deputy General Counsel Jim Baker again seems to advise stand the non-course because caution is warranted. Quote, a fundamental problem with tech companies and content moderation, many people in charge of speech know care little about speech and have to be told the basics by outsiders. In one humorous exchange on day one, Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna reaches out to Gadhi to gently suggest she hop on the phone to talk about the backlash, I don't know. Khanna was the only Democratic official I could find in the files who expressed concern. So that was the only Democrat that expressed concern over this. What does it say here? Generating huge backlash on Hill. And I can't even see. I got to pull it up here. I know you guys can't see it right here. Generating huge backlash on Hill. Re-speech. Happy to chat if you're up for it. Best row. And that's all we got from that right there. But anyway, back to this. Gadhi replies quickly, immediately, diving into the weeds of Twitter policy, unaware Connor is more worried about the Bill of Rights. Because Gotti and these other commies over there don't care about the Constitution. Connor tries to reroute the conversation to the First Amendment, mention of which is generally hard to find in the files. Within a day, head of public policy, Lauren Kurbison, receives a ghastly letter report from Carl Zaspo of the research firm NetChoice, which had already polled 12 members of Congress, 9 Republicans and 3 Democrats, from the House Judiciary Committee to Representative Judy Chu's office, the thread continued. NetChoice lets Twitter know a bloodbath awaits, in upcoming Hill hearings, with members saying it's a tipping point, complaining tech has grown so big that they can't even regulate themselves, so government may need to intervene. Now, here's the thing, guys. There was actually a poll out there. People actually knew about this laptop. They were actually, people weren't going to vote for Joe Biden, in other words. I'm trying to see how I can actually keep this, you know, up on YouTube. They said, people actually said on record, they were not going to vote for Joe Biden. It could have made a difference, but we don't know. We do not know. Zaspo reports to Twitter that some Hill figures are characterizing the laptop story as Tet's Access Hollywood moment, the thread continued. Twitter files continued. The First Amendment isn't absolute. Zaspo's letter contains chilling passages relaying Democrats.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Lawmakers' attitudes. They want more moderation. And as for the Bill of Rights, is not absolute. They want even more moderation. Unbelievable, guys. Crazy. Now, I know I saw something right here. Let me pull this up here. I'm going to read this part. It says, the Democrats, meanwhile, complain that the companies are inept. They let conservatives muddy the water and make the Biden campaign look corrupt, even though Biden is innocent. No, he's not. They linked this to Hillary Clinton's email scandal. She did nothing wrong, but because the press wouldn't let the story go, it became a scandal far out of proportion. In their minds, social media is doing the same thing. It doesn't moderate enough harmful content. So when it does, like it did yesterday, it becomes a story. If the companies moderated more, conservatives wouldn't even think to use social media for disinformation, misinformation, or otherwise. The Democrats were in agreement. Social media needs to moderate more because they're corrupting democracy and making all truth relative. When pushed on how the government might insist on that, consistent with the First Amendment, they demurred. The First Amendment is an absolute. They wanted to silence you. This is what they wanted to do. They wanted to silence you. Quote, an amazing subplot of the Twitter Hunter Biden laptop affair was how much was done without the knowledge of CEO Jack Dorsey and how long it took for the situation to get un-effed. As one ex-employee put it, even after Dorsey jumped in, while reviewing Gotti's emails, I saw a familiar name, my own. Dorsey sent her a copy of my Substack article blasting the incident. There are multiple instances in the files of Dorsey intervening to question suspensions and other moderation actions for accounts across the political spectrum. The problem with the hat materials ruling, several sources said this normally required an official law enforcement finding of the hack, but such a finding never appears throughout what one executive describes as a whirlwind 24-hour company-wide miss. It's been a whirlwind 96 hours for me, too, he continued. There's much more to come, including answers to questions about issues like shadow banning, boosting, follower accounts, the fate of various individual accounts, and more. These issues are not limited to the political right. And that was a lot of stuff in this one. A lot of stuff right here, guys. So that ends the Daily Wire article right there. Boy, I mean, I have the thread here. I mean, it's ridiculous. They're calling it the Twitter files right there. The Twitter files. Now, let me go over here to the chat and see what you guys are actually saying. Right here. So I took my contacts off because my eyes are watering right now. All right. What are you guys saying in the chat? The House may impeach Biden next year. Assume McCarthy will let it happen, which I doubt, but the Senate will give Biden a total pass. Yeah. Biden isn't going anywhere. He's not going to get convicted of anything. I do believe he's corrupt. His whole family seems to be corrupt. But unfortunately, we're stuck with him for another couple of years, unfortunately. By the way, your Christmas is definitely going to be a lot poorer this year. I haven't even started buying any gifts yet. But let me go back over it. Let me see if I'm missing anything on this. I mean, I suggest you guys go and read that whole entire thread. It's pretty wild. It is pretty wild. There's so much more stuff, and I probably missed quite a few things on that, too. I mean, this is a lot to put in a video. It just is. Now, I see where somebody said Nixon resigned. I don't believe Biden's going to resign. I don't think he is. For one thing, you know, the Republicans are pretty weak. They're pretty weak. Let's just be honest. And Twitter, they definitely interfered. I mean, that was the whole point of this thing. It was one-sided. When you had 97% of the people donating to one side of the aisle in 2020, and you know how it went. Kayleigh McEnany locked out of her Twitter account, the White House press secretary. Then eventually, you know, they removed Donald Trump. Yoel Roth and Vajaja Gadi, same people here, they removed him from Twitter. It's just completely corrupt, guys. It is completely corrupt. These people are just out of their minds. They really are. Man. And by the way, also James Woods, the actor, he put up a post about Hunter Biden. Guess what? Democrats called in to Twitter, got his post removed. It was either he got removed because he's also trending on Twitter right now. Yeah. He actually, hold on. There's a clip here. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen here with you guys. Because this is on Twitter, too, now. You see here from the Blaze, James Woods reacts to DNC and Twitter colluding to suspend him. Let's listen into this.
joins us now by phone. James Woods, are you there?
Yes, I am, Tucker. So nice to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you. I vaguely remember when your tweet was pulled down. You, of course, remember it. Did you suspect at the time it was pulled down at the direct request of the Democratic National Committee?
I'm not surprised at all. I'm shocked the way any other American would be if he were a target of a presidential candidate and a major political party. But here's why I'm not shocked, Twitter. You may, Tuck, you may be surprised to know that there.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Was a lawsuit a while back. A woman accused me of saying that she gave a Nazi salute, and there was a whole bunch of stuff about it on Twitter, and I didn't. I actually asked, why would somebody say that about her? Without going into the details of that lawsuit, it turned out that the DNC was behind that. I won the lawsuit in federal court. It wasn't reported very much. I've been a target of these people for 6 years. They have destroyed my career. They have destroyed my livelihood. They've destroyed my faith in a country that my family has defended in the military since the Revolutionary War. I'm about to be inducted into Sons of the American Revolution and the Sons of the Revolution. You're catching me a bit off guard because I literally just walked in the door and my wife said, "Have you seen your phone?" I was at the firing range. Believe it or not, practicing my rights under the Second Amendment, which I guess now that I don't have any First Amendment rights anymore, I'm glad that I still have some Second Amendment rights. I think the whole thing is astonishing. I'm for the first time in my life, honestly speechless.
Wow. Of course, they have ruined his career. And the DNC. The DNC colluded with Twitter to get this man suspended. Government is doing this. Got our first super chat here. Dorona Walton, $2. Conservatives should sue the DNC. I agree. I do agree. I mean, James Woods, I mean, my God. This is just unreal, guys, that this is actually happening. You guys can follow me on Twitter at RealJohnMatrix. I'm over there on Twitter again now. Oh, he actually tweeted out too here. James Woods, thank you, Elon Musk, for giving back to all Americans and voices around the world. The most precious of gifts, free and open speech. I admire you and I salute you, sir. And he has Elon tweets back to him with praying emojis and a heart right there. I'm wondering what he's actually going to bring out tomorrow. I'm wondering what he's going to put out tomorrow, because this is just tip of the iceberg here. There's definitely got to be more stuff over here, too, because there's quite a few things trending here. Twittergate is on trending right now. And let's see. It's crazy. Crazy, guys. Just crazy. Are you shocked by this? Are you guys actually shocked that this happened? I'm not. I believe the people in government that actually did this, they need to be held accountable, because this is definitely violating the First Amendment. These people are violating the Constitution. This is the kind of thing that communists do. Communists believe in censoring people. They do that. Communists believe in censorship. I don't believe in censorship. And these people are evil, man. They are completely evil to do this. And Jack Dorsey, I'm not giving Jack Dorsey a pass. He was the CEO. He's supposed to be in the know. You cannot play dumb. You cannot play dumb. But also, I'm curious. I know on Fox there was it was on top of the page on Fox. What does CNN have here? They covering this? No, they got the Trump criminal trial on the front page. What about MSNBC? Let's see if they are covering it. No, they got like Justice Alito on the front page. No, they're not covering it. They're not covering it. They're not. What about just regular NBC? Or better yet, that was the wrong button I just hit. ABC. ABC News, I should say. Let's see. Nope. Nope. The Bit Networks, they are refusing to cover any of this. They don't want to touch this, guys. They do not want to touch this. But I'm not surprised. Because they enable all of this. They want censorship just like people in the government. But the government is not supposed to do that. That is a constitutional violation. So hopefully, you know, we get more drops on this tomorrow. I mean, maybe we'll have to go live again. Maybe we'll find out some more stuff. Man. All right, Dr. Richard Kimball. He is heading out. Actually, I'm about to wrap up this stream as well. Just want to go ahead and cover that. And there's going to be more coming, guys. There's going to be more coming with this. This is just... This is disturbing that your government would blatantly violate the Constitution to cover up for Biden. The DNC trying to get people suspended on Twitter. This is what communists do. But I think that's going to wrap it up, guys. It's pretty late over here. So I've been going a little like 31 minutes now. So, but we had 207 people watching. Appreciate it. I'm pretty sure I'll make a video tomorrow. Probably covering this. This is disturbing, guys. This is not the America that I thought I'd be living in, where the government would actually be engaging in communist China kind of stuff. This is stuff that communist China does to their people. You guys probably already know what's going on with iPhones over there because of the protests. Apple censoring them over there. Really no different. It's shocking that this government is no different than communist China. Yeah, I said it. But anyway, guys, you guys have a good night. We will see you tomorrow on videos. Take care.